It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. As we continue to look at election results, join us for a conversation with two guests of differing political viewpoints about the results of statewide races and consider what's ahead for the state legislature and Wisconsin politics and policy. How are you feeling about the results of the gubernatorial race? Did things turn out the way you voted, or did the candidates you wanted to win lose? Did a candidate other than the one you wanted to win, and what's the most important issue you want them to know about now that they have been elected? How did you feel about this past campaign season? 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234, the number to call to join the program. You can also send an email to ideas@wpr.org or tweet us at WPR Mornings. Michelle Litchens is a small business owner from Burlington and a former Republican state representative. Michelle, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, John.
And Tony Palmieri, a professor of communication studies at UW Oshkosh. He blogs at Tony Palmieri's Media Rants. Tony, welcome to the show.
Thank you, John. Great to be here. And hi, Michelle.
Hello.
Let's get right into it. State school superintendent Tony Evers claimed victory in the gubernatorial race, defeating Republican incumbent Governor Scott Walker with a 49.59% of the vote when the race was called. Heading into Tuesday, the polls said the race was an absolute dead heat. Tony, what struck you about this race for governor?
I thought in a real sense that Donald Trump was on the ballot. President Trump, I think, has energized not just Democrats, but independent voters, and in many different ways. I think President Trump has been clear that he wants to end the Affordable Care Act, including the protection for pre-existing conditions, and I think that Governor Walker got associated with that position. And in a race as close as Evers versus Walker was, you never know what was the key issue that did it. But I don't think Governor Walker was ever credible on that pre-existing conditions issue. And you look at the vote turnout, and it obviously Evers did extremely well in Dane and Milwaukee County. But it looked like in the areas that Governor Walker has usually won by huge landslides, Waukesha, Ozaukee, and Washington, he obviously did very well in those areas, but it was less of a turnout than he's had in the past. And I firmly believe it was that health care issue that did it.
Michelle, what do you think? Is Tony right on the role of President Trump?
I think he's got a point about that. I think many of the Democrats have, they still have the resist right signs out there on their Facebook pages about Donald Trump winning in 2016, and many Democrats didn't turn out in 2016. Well, they decided to turn out in 2018, and I think anger really is a motivator when it comes to voting. And if you are happy with how things are going, I don't think you are as motivated to turn out to the polls as if you are angry and you want to make a change. So, and I think we really saw that, as Tony mentioned, you had a 17% voter increase in Dane County, which is, represents all Democrats. That was an additional 31,000 votes for Tony Evers out of Dane. Milwaukee had a 14% increase in voter turnout. And even though the rest of the state, for the most part, only 19 counties went for Tony Evers, and the rest of the state supported Scott Walker, you can't really defeat those numbers or make up those numbers in your really highly populated areas like Milwaukee.
Beyond this, Michelle, what were your major takeaways from the results? What did we learn about our state?
I think our state is still pretty divided, and we've known that for some time. We've also known, and this is happening all across the country, but your Democrats are moving more into urban areas. They are being more condensed in urban areas, and your Republicans still enjoy their small towns and living out in the rural areas. And we saw those numbers again on Tuesday night. So I think that's something, I don't know how we address that in the future, because we are becoming more isolated, which means Republicans and Democrats aren't talking to each other, and I just don't think that's good for the country, but I think we definitely saw that.
Tony, what about you? What did we learn on Tuesday?
Hey, I think we learned that Wisconsin voters want their officials to be held accountable. I mean, let's face it, when Governor Walker got reelected in 2014, he came in with majorities in the Senate and the Assembly, and I think that most people in the state expected that they would make good on their promises to address the problems of the state. Instead, they, you know, the governor spent the first 18 months of his administration essentially running for president. They completely dropped the ball on transportation and road funding. You know, many disagreements about education and other issues. Four former cabinet secretaries came out publicly during this campaign season, all of them known to be Republicans, who, you know, expressed deep disappointment with the way the governor was running the state. So what I saw was the population holding leaders to account. And, you know, I think it's actually an argument against term limits. People who think we should term limit, say, the governor, the voters exerted the term limit. They decided to hold our governor to account, and I think that's a good thing.
Let's take a call here from Ray in Milwaukee. Ray, go ahead.
Yeah, that's just exactly what I want to talk about. I didn't vote in the last presidential election. I really was disappointed with both candidates. But I felt I had to vote in this last election. And now that Tony Evers, the person I voted for, is in office, I would like to see him reach across the aisle to those red areas in the state that Democrats basically have always ignored. A simple little thing like public transportation, reaching out and maybe having a bus run through some of the rural areas once a week to take older folks who don't have cars and poor folk. There are a lot of poor people in the rural areas of Wisconsin that just feel totally left out. And if we could reach out to them while we have a billion-dollar trolley to nowhere here in Milwaukee, they have no public transportation. And we should reach out the olive branch to the other side and show the rest of the country how state government can work together.
Okay. Ray, thanks. Transportation, one of the top issues that came up during the campaign. And Tony, you mentioned this. We can't forget, though, about education, health care, Foxconn. Tony, what are you watching with the election of Tony Evers? What issues do you hope to see him follow up on?
Well, I just talked about holding leaders to account, and I think he's got to do what he said he would do. He's talking about increasing funding for our K-12 system, and I think he has to try and deliver on that. He's talking about accepting the expanded Medicaid coverage from the feds, which lots of Republican governors around the country have done. I think if Tony Evers gets into office and starts backing away from things he's committed himself to, I think that's a blueprint to not getting reelected the next time.
Okay.
And I think the caller makes a great point. I mean, I think Evers has to demonstrate that when he expands educational opportunities, when he expands or tries to expand Medicaid, when he pulls the state out of this lawsuit to end the support for pre-existing conditions, he needs to demonstrate that these things are actually benefiting people across the state, whether you live in rural counties or urban counties. And I think your caller makes a great point. I think Democrats need to do a much better job of showing that what they stand for and what they want actually does help people in those areas that are currently not voting for them.
Michelle, I want to get your take on this, and we might have to, let's do it this way. We're going to take a break, and when we continue, I want to get your take on what Tony just said and what our caller indicated about transportation and reaching out to the rural areas of the state. Michelle, you mentioned that there's this rural-urban divide. So how could Governor-elect Evers kind to try to bridge that divide and maybe bring the state a little bit more back together. We will continue our conversation with Michelle Litchens and Tony Palmieri, and with you if you choose to join us at 800-642-1234. This is The Morning Show on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm John Munson. Stay tuned. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. We're getting a couple of different political perspectives on the election we had this week, and we're also getting yours. Did things turn out the way you wanted or not? What do you expect from those who got elected on Tuesday? What is it you really want them to do in the state of Wisconsin? 800-642-1234. If you get a busy signal, send us an email. The address is ideas@WPR.org, or you can tweet us at WPR Mornings. Michelle Litchens, a small business owner from Burlington, former Republican state representative, is here with us. Tony Palmieri, a professor of communication studies at UW Oshkosh, also with us. Just before the break, Michelle, we had a caller who indicated that he voted for Tony Evers, but he gave a warning. He said Tony needs to do something, and he used transportation as an example to reach out to rural Wisconsin and show that Democrats care about more than just what goes on in the big city. What do you think that Governor-elect Evers could do to try to bridge that gap that you talked about earlier?
Well, I think it is very important that Tony Evers supporters support Tony Evers working with Republicans. I'm not sure that all of his supporters are excited about him working with, working across the aisle. Although Tony Evers will be able to do very little unless he gets Republican support for it. You know, the Medicaid expansion, I just don't see the legislature actually passing that, but I do think that there are opportunities for them to work together on issues. I think one of the big issues that is affecting the rural area in Wisconsin is the declining enrollment in our schools. And if you know, the schools receive a certain amount of dollars every year for each student that they have. But as our enrollment goes down, as it is happening actually all over the state, but especially it's affecting our rural areas, and we need to find a fix for that so we can keep our schools open. And simply increasing the dollars when you have fewer students isn't always the answer. We just really need to come up with an answer for that. So I do think that's an opportunity for both sides to come together.
Well, the Republicans held the state Senate. They, in fact, they expanded their majority in the state Senate. They maintained their majority in the Assembly. There's been talk, and you just mentioned it, Michelle, about working together. So what would you say to Governor-elect Evers about the work that's ahead and the bipartisanship? As a former legislator yourself, what would you like to see a Governor Evers do to come to the legislature and say, all right, we have to get some things done. What can we work together on? How should he make that approach?
I think he has to say what you just said, and Governor Thompson was able to make that happen. He was governor for years when Democrats controlled both the Assembly and the Senate, and he was able to accomplish a lot. So I do think we have a history of working together in our state, although I think we can all admit that we are becoming far more isolated and partisan out there. And so this is an opportunity. Tony Evers does seem to have a personality that he would be willing to work with the other side and to both come up with a compromise to work on some of our road issues and transportation issues. I think there are some issues where they will be able to work together. Medicaid expansion is probably not one of them.
All right, let's take a call next from Colleen in Darlington. Colleen, welcome to the program.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, I mean, I think Wisconsin spoke on election day on healthcare, roads, environment. I mean, there's so many issues out there that brought everybody to the polls. But I'm disheartened to read the State Journal today, Voss is hinting at an effort to limit the governor's power. They got drunk on power and gave Walker whatever he wanted. Now we, the Wisconsin people, spoke for Tony Evers, and this is how we're starting out.
All right, Colleen, thanks for your comments. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said Wednesday he would discuss whether to look at limiting Governor-elect Evers' power with Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald's open to the idea, according to an aide, and here's a direct quote. If there are areas where we could look and say, geez, have we made mistakes where we granted too much power to the executive, I'd be open to taking a look to say what can we do to change that to try to rebalance it. Tony, what do you think about this first, and then Michelle?
I would urge Speaker Voss and Senator Fitzgerald to walk back from those comments. It just seems to start before Tony Evers has even been sworn in to announce even looking at limiting his power. That's part of the problem that we've had now for the better part of the last decade, where it becomes about naked partisanship and power rather than solving the problems of the state. Like, you know, one of the good things about Tony Evers is it's clear that he has no ambitions higher than governor of Wisconsin. He's not going to be running for president. He seems extremely sincere in wanting to solve some of the problems of the state. So I think the Speaker of the Assembly, the Senate leader, Governor Evers, and whatever members of the legislature are really interested in solving problems need to just get together frequently and find a way to minimize the partisan, pointless, petty battles and just start getting things done.
Okay. Michelle, what did you think of what Speaker Voss had to say here?
Yeah, well, as a former legislator, I do believe that the legislature is a co-equal branch of government, and he didn't give any details about this, but this is an issue that the speaker has talked about previously. And just for an example, recently Wisconsin received a waiver from the federal government about requiring able-bodied adults to work in order to receive food share benefits. And again, Wisconsin has less than a 3% unemployment rate. We need workers. So this is going to help both the worker and our employers in Wisconsin. But the way the law stands right now, Tony Evers could just decide not to implement that, even though it was the legislature itself that passed a bill that, you know, requested for that waiver from the federal government. So it's kind of issues like that. And I do think that things should go through the right order. I think you have Democrats that complain when Donald Trump does anything by executive order. So it's nothing really different than in the state of Wisconsin. So, but there were absolutely no details talked about with that statement the other day. So we'll have to see what happens there.
Michelle Litchens is a small business owner from Burlington, a former Republican state representative. Tony Palmieri is a professor of communication studies at UW-Oshkosh. When you both think about how elections results panned out in the state, which party do you think did better? I mean, given the talk of a blue wave, how would you say that the state ended up? Michelle, let's start with you.
Which party did better? I think they did. Well, I mean, obviously the Democrats won, but they didn't win by a wide margin. There was absolutely no blue wave. And you notice that everyone that won the statewide elections other than Tammy Baldwin, but they won pretty much by the same margin. I mean, if you were familiar with Jay Schrader, who was running for Secretary of State, people didn't even know who he was, and he came close to becoming the Secretary of State. So I think many people were just voting more on the party line mm-hmm. than anything else. But the Republicans did very well, again, outstate. And if you look at the numbers in the state assembly races, many of our Republican representatives outperformed Governor Walker in their own districts. So I think the Republicans did well with their local candidates because people know them and they trust them. And then the Democrats obviously did a little bit better on the statewide race.
Tony, what about you? What happened to the blue wave?
Well, the Democrats clearly have to be extremely disappointed that they didn't pick up any seats in the Assembly and actually lost one in the Senate. But having said that, every Republican who was in a competitive race is now on record as saying that they want to see support for pre-existing conditions in health care, and every single one of them portrayed him or herself as an independent who wants to work across the aisle to get things done for the state. And I think it was this blue wave mindset that forced those representatives into those positions, and so now they need to be accountable for that going forward.
If I could just add to that, because Tony made a point about the pre-existing conditions, the state assembly actually passed a bill saying that if something changed with Obamacare, that insurance companies would be required to provide insurance to individuals who had pre-existing conditions that unfortunately didn't make it through the Senate. The governor did say he wanted the Senate to pass that bill. I do believe that if that bill would have passed the Senate and the governor would have signed it, that would not have been part of the campaign rhetoric that was used against Republicans this fall. And I do think, because Governor Walker only lost by 30,000 votes, that might have changed the outcome.
We're almost out of time, and I want to turn briefly to the race for Attorney General. Michelle, the official results hadn't come through yet, although Democratic challenger Josh Call has claimed victory. Incumbent Brad Schimmel says it appears that Call has won, although results aren't final. As we wait, what are you watching?
Well, I was very disappointed with Josh Call's speech yesterday. I mean, he sounded more like a legislator with everything that he wanted to get done. So I am really hoping that he is not trying to push legislation as an attorney general, and he is just defending the state, and that's your job as an attorney general. So I'm really hoping that he's not trying to be an activist legislator as an attorney general.
Tony, what about you? And we've got less than a minute here.
I just think that Brad Schimmel was portraying himself as being a prosecutor and not a politician, but he probably was the most partisan political attorney general in the history of the state. And I think that Mr. Call really benefited from that, along with the fact that Call wants to remove the state from the lawsuit against the ACA, and thus would help protect the pre-existing conditions in the state. So,
all right, we're out of time, and boy, that's something every radio talk show host has to say pretty much every show. Michelle Litchens, a small business owner from Burlington, former Republican state representative, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you, John.
And Tony Palmieri, a professor of communication studies at UW Oshkosh. Thank you, Tony, as well.
Thank you so much, John.
I'm John Munson. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We'll talk about civil discourse coming up on The Morning Show.